Hi, this is your old buddy Bill, Presidential Bill, talking here, and you're listening to the From the Hip podcast with my crazy Hungarian friend, Albert Hathazi. He's the craziest Hungarian I know. Well, actually, he's the only Hungarian I know.
Happy New Year to you. Welcome to the From the Hip podcast. What a couple of weeks it's been here. Cold as heck. And I see from some of my other friends online that it is also cold, like Minnesota, in the neighboring states here to old Ontario, and even in other places in Ontario. Cold as heck. Right now, in the car, it's showing minus 22, which is not even too bad. It's gotten down to like minus 26 and minus 40 with the wind. That's Celsius, my freezing friends. Wow. How have you been? You know, I picked up a book. Well, it's New Year's, right? So you are inundated with the message of setting resolutions. And of course, you've heard it all before. I do think that the new year is a great time to sort of just take a little check, inventory, whether that is which direction you want to go with your health, with your family, with your work. I picked up a book called 48 Days for the Work You Love by Dan Miller, whose podcast I listened to for many hours, maybe not even last year, the year before. Just because I heard of him through a friend. And I really enjoyed the show. Even though at that time, I wasn't actively, I wasn't officially on the road to finding the work I love. Well, I don't even know if that's right. Maybe it is. Maybe I was. But the stories from other people of their journey is really inspiring. And then, of course, Dan has got many years of experience. He knows the right way to do things and the wrong way, right? So, 48 Days to the Work You Love. I picked up the book. I'm on day 50. And unfortunately, I don't have the work I love. But then I looked at my progress and I realized... Well, then I realized that I had to actually read the book. It wasn't enough to purchase the book and just have it on the shelf. No. I find myself a lot of times, and I've got many, many wrinkles in this little life of mine, in this little way I do things, where you think that purchasing a book is going to solve your problems or is going to be enough. Well, duh, obviously you gotta freaking work at it. You gotta work. You can't just get it and hope it's gonna magically, through osmosis, go into your brain. What's wrong with you, son? I don't know. I think I'm gonna start drinking just to change things up a little bit. There we are. So yeah, that's my little update. So the 48 Days to the Work You Love, I started reading it, and he really puts into words, really puts it well. My brain is also frozen if you don't know what I'm talking about here. It's cold, so cold my brain's frozen. He puts into words a lot of the things that I've been feeling, that I believe in. As I get older, which happens literally by the second, I find it so much more important to be doing good, something good, something fulfilling, something that really, really makes my heart sing during the time I got left, man. It was so good when you were young and you didn't think about the time you had left. It was just every day you got up and it was just so easy. It's not easy anymore. And I want to make it easy, and I want to make it fulfilling. That's what I really want to do with the time I got left. Damn it. Do you know where I'm coming from? Do you know what I mean? It's important to me. It's important to me. And right now I'm just, I don't know, there's a couple of different things I could possibly do, but I'm not 100% sold on anything, and I don't feel that magnetic pull strong enough toward one area. So I'm hoping this book is going to help. I hope you had a great new year, and I hope you're in a slightly better place than me right now with this. It's a little bit depressing, you know. I don't want to get you depressed, because I want you to listen and laugh, but I do want you to think. I do want you to think about it. You know, what's going to make you filled with joy every day? Every hour that you work, why not? Why can't you have that? You got to get up in the mornings and say, man, I don't want to do this. I think it's wrong. I really do. Anyway, it's kind of a different little episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Kind of get you thinking. I'm going to order myself a... Why don't you come along the drive-thru with me? I like you, you know? You're nice.
Help you.
Hi, I'd like to have a delicious sausage. No, sorry, just an egg McMuffin, just a delicious egg McMuffin. I'll take a fruit and maple oatmeal and also a medium coffee with cream.
Anything else?
No, thank you.
Thank you, $8. Thank
you. That's my friend Jan. I don't know if it's a bad thing that they know me here. Anyway, you have yourself a great day. 48 days to the work you love. I didn't start it yet. I kind of just read a few pages. I'm kind of afraid to get down there and do the work. But anyway, have a great day.